We read today from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, in which Jesus gives what is referred to as the bread of life discourse. He tells the people that he is the bread of life. And he says that the life that he gives, the bread that he gives, is his flesh for the life of the world. Of course, Jesus gives his flesh for the life of the world when he dies upon the cross, when he sacrifices his flesh for the life of the world. But in his resurrection that we continue to celebrate during this Easter season, the flesh of Jesus that had died rose again. He rises with new and everlasting life, and it's that life that he promises to share with us, and that he promises to share with us in this discourse from the Gospel of John. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." That doesn't mean, of course, that we won't die. All of us someday, hopefully a long way off, but someday we will die. That's part of God's plan for us, is to give us life in this world, but to give us a greater life that transcends this world, to give us a greater life that is forever. And that's what Jesus promises in this bread of life discourse. "I am the living bread," he says. Of course, this gift of himself that he gave upon the cross, Jesus also gave to us at the Last Supper. He says, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in memory of me." And that's what we're doing right now as we celebrate the Mass. We celebrate the sacrifice of the Eucharist, by which we are able to receive the bread of life. We are able to receive Jesus himself, who has come to give us everlasting life. As we receive that today, and many of you, of course, are not able today to receive the Eucharist sacramentally in the form of the bread and wine that is become the body and blood of Jesus Christ in the consecration at this Mass, nevertheless, you are able to receive Jesus spiritually. And that's why we make our prayer of spiritual communion during the rite of communion at this Mass, so that those of you who are not able to receive Jesus in the sacrament of his body and blood, are nevertheless able to be nourished by the bread of life as Jesus enters into your heart, just as if he were present in the sacrament of the Most Holy Eucharist. Jesus came to give us life, to give us eternal life. May we share in his life today. May we be nourished by the bread of life that feeds us. Jesus feeds us with himself, with his body, and with his blood, so that we may share in his risen life for all eternity.